What was the last invitation you accepted? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled Now Streaming. Our scripture reference today is Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. Peoples shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Most churches have a stated mission purpose. We're told over and over it's next to impossible to organize people without one. So we cleverly craft words that guide our decision making. And we use that purpose to evaluate how fruitful and effective our ministry is. Now, I'm all for mission statements. They do help unify our efforts and direct us toward a common sense of purpose. But I also love the reminder that we really don't have a mission. It's been better said this way: God doesn't have a mission for the church. Instead, God has a church for God's mission in the world. Understanding the difference puts every bit of ministry into a new perspective. If it's God's church and God's mission, that potentially changes what we do and why we do it. One word made me think of that today. It's from Micah 4, stream. The prophet says, peoples will stream to it. Peoples refers to Gentiles. It refers to the holy mountain of God. Micah sees this holy mountain and God's house raised above the hills, and people from many nations will come and stream to it. But the mountain is higher now. I've heard of going upstream, but upstream mountain? Those nations Micah saw wanted to learn God's ways so they could walk in God's path. One commentary used the word magnetism to describe their streaming to God. It was almost like they wouldn't be able to help it. And that's where the church's purpose comes in today. As Christians, we live in a way that shares God's ways to the world. Think of your life as a living illustration of God's love, or as Jesus put it, you are the light of the world. As local congregations, we are a people that direct one another to the love of Jesus. We seek the Spirit's guidance and inspiration, not to learn church ways, but God's ways, so we can walk in God's path. If we put our agendas aside and commit to God's mission, I'm convinced people will stream to wherever it is they can know more about Jesus. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to another note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.